Hallelujah. Well, tonight I'm going to talk to you about getting the giants out of your life. Hallelujah. I call this, what is a giant in your life and how are you going to get rid of it? Hallelujah. I love to teach about this. It inspires me. It gives me hope. There's a major struggle going on today. The forces of Satan against the forces of God. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. Well, glory. Humbadiosata. Come on, say glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. You say, well, what you so excited about? I'll tell you what. I don't have to go to hell anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tried my best to go. And bless God. You know what? God turned my life around long time ago. A long time ago. Hallelujah. I'm coming up on my 45th birthday in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's so neat for the keeping power of God because you know what? All those years, you know, I may not work walk perfect, but I never walked away from God. Hallelujah. He kept me. And then when Roy and I got married, we had kids. And you know what? They've all walked with God. And he's kept them. Hallelujah. And they're all serving God. Now my grandkids are serving God, filled with the Holy Ghost. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. But there's a major struggle going on against God's people. But I want to tell you about a young man today who fought a giant and won. Hallelujah. We have a new and better covenant. Hallelujah. See, David shows me that defeat in any form is unacceptable. In any form. You understand that? God don't want us to be defeated at all. At all. Yeah. Hallelujah. I always expect to win, and I do. Yeah. You understand? Hallelujah. It may not look like I'm winning yet, but just hang around, honey. You'll get the idea. Hallelujah. I first want to talk to you about the love of God. God loves you. And you know what? He's not against you. He wants you to have victory every time. It's not God's will for his people to suffer with diabetes and cancer and lung disease and chronic back problems and tooth decay. Tooth decay. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I tell you what, the church said, God don't fill teeth. Well, he does. Hallelujah. About 35 years ago, I had a tooth there that, well, it's been longer than that. It's been about 42 years ago. I had a tooth there that he said he was going to have to cap because, you know, it just wasn't, he said it won't hold the filling. And so I went to God because I knew God's going to use me someday and I didn't want to look like a snagglepuss. You know, bless God. And I didn't have the money for a cap. So I went to God and he filled my tooth. Hallelujah. Those people that made fun of me, I don't know where they are, but bless God, I got a good tooth and it's still working. Hallelujah. So don't let anybody tell you God don't do this stuff. Lupus, arthritis, any number of diseases that his people suffer with, God don't want that. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Not that it's not your loving God, it's his loving you. See, you don't have perfect love, but he does. Hallelujah. He knew you couldn't keep the law, so he did it for you. I love that. Hallelujah. Now, all you have to do is rely on his perfect love and don't get into fear and condemnation. Hallelujah. See, I really believe that's a whole lot why people don't get healed. They get under condemnation. Hallelujah. If we knew how much God loved us and how much he wanted us healed, we'd just get it. But we're waiting on God to come do something. He's waiting on you to receive what he already did. Hallelujah. Praise God. Healing is a gift. You can't earn it. Hallelujah. You need to accept it. And don't let your sin keep you from getting healed. Hallelujah. You understand? I'm not telling you can go out and sin. You know I'm against sin. But don't let your sin keep you from getting healed. Amen. Jesus took care of your sin. My sin is none of the devil's business. You understand that? Oh, glory. Come on. Come on. My sin is none of the devil's business. Because God took care of my sin. He took care of my sin. Whoa, hallelujah. Somebody ought to say amen or something. If you can't say amen, say oh me. But bless God. Hallelujah. Don't let your sin get in your way of getting healed. God and his forces are greater than the forces of the enemy. You know what? And you know what? They're still not fighting. Did you understand that? Some people think the battle's still going on. They're still not fighting. He beat him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Kicked his old rotten tail good. You understand? Hallelujah. Dethroned him, pulled his teeth. Whoa, glory. Isn't it good? Hallelujah. Now we're just serving. He thinks he's a lion, but bless God, he don't have any teeth. And I always tell people, don't let him gum you. You get old nasty slobber all over you. Bless God, run him off. Hallelujah. See, they had a big fight some 2,000 years ago, but Jesus won. He whooped the devil good. Sometimes we act like we think the fight's still going on. Hallelujah. In John, 1 John 3:8, you know this, we quote it all the time. He who commits sin, who practices evil doing, is of the devil. Takes his character from the evil one. For the devil has sinned, violated the divine law from the beginning. The reason the Son of God was made manifest or visible was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works that the devil has done. You understand? Undo, loosen, dissolve, and destroy. You understand? That's what he's done. Did he fail? No, he didn't. He won the fight. Glory. Come on, people. Hallelujah. He said, well, I'm tired. I don't feel like jumping around. Well, jump around anyway. It might help you. Hallelujah. You know, when you go exercise, you get feeling better. Hallelujah. Praise God. Colossians 2:14 says, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note or the bond with its legal decrees and demands which was in force that stood against us, hostile to us, this note with its regulations, decrees, and demands, he set aside and cleared completely out of the way by nailing it to his cross. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and a public example of them in triumphing over them in it, the cross. He triumphed over the devil. You understand? He triumphed over cancer. He triumphed over all this stuff. Hallelujah. Now, you know, then he goes on in Galatians 3:13 and says that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. If it was under the curse, I don't have to have it. Now, was he just playing games or did he do it for us? Did he mean us to have it? People at churches act like God didn't mean what he said. Hallelujah. I've had people tell me that. Well, God didn't mean what he said there. Well, if God didn't mean what he said, who are you smart enough to tell me what he did mean? God is smart enough to say what he means. You understand? Hallelujah. See, we don't lay hold on what's legally ours. Hallelujah. We find reasons why we can't have it. And the devil will fight you to the nail and get you to back off if he can. We say our sin will keep us from our miracle. Well, look at Israel. They came out of Egypt and sinned every day and got a miracle every day. Now, I'll tell you again, I'm not for sin. You know that. I think you better live as close as you can. It's not that you're not God's child anymore, but I'll tell you what. You'll open the door of the devil and he'll take you to the cleaners and your kids and your grandkids. Hallelujah. Your posterity. I mean, it'll go if you open the door of the devil. But your sin can't keep you from a miracle. They murmured and complained that Moses had led them out of Egypt only to be killed by Pharaoh's army. Were they sinning by complaining? Is that a sin? Yes, it is. Did they get a miracle? Yes. The Red Sea opened up and they crossed on dry land. And then the sea closed over the Egyptians. And they were sinning every day, but they, whoa, hallelujah, come on. They got a miracle. My sin is none of the devil's business. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to tell the devil that when he comes at you and say, remember what you did. Say, remember what you did, dummy. You got kicked out of heaven. That's real stupid, you know. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, they griped that they had no food. That was a sin. God caused it to rain manna out of the sky. The sky poured out food. They griped they had no water. God brought water out of a rock. Even when they turned, you know, it doesn't matter. Everywhere they turned, they found a reason to bellyache and gripe. But they always got a miracle. Why? Because of the blessing of Abraham. Galatians 3:14 says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:14, let me read that to you. I quoted it to you, but out of the Amplified, it says, to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles so that they through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you see it? They were walking under the covenant that God made with Abraham. The blessing was on them. And it was only after they went to Mount Sinai and God wanted to talk to them and they were afraid. They didn't want to talk to him. They told Moses, said, whatever he says, we'll do. You know, I used to read that and I thought, dumb people. How could you say you're going to do it? You know what? That would scare me. I would have fell on my face and said, oh God, oh, I can't keep it. I need mercy. I need grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But from that time on, then they began to live under the curse. Exodus 24:3 in the New Living, it says, then Moses went down to the people and repeated all the instructions and regulations the Lord had given them. All the people answered with one voice, we will do everything the Lord has commanded. What would have happened if they'd have cried out for mercy and said, God, we can't keep this. We need your mercy. But do you see that Jesus came and took our place so that we could live in victory every time? Hallelujah. We're no longer under the curse. We've been bought out of it. See, I don't care how arrayed the battle, you know, the enemy is for battle, how big he looks or what form he takes. The greater one is on my side. Sometimes I tell the devil that the greater one just showed up. Hallelujah. He's here. Hallelujah. Now let's look at this. 1 Samuel 17, verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle and were assembled at Succoth, which belongs to Judah, and camped between Succoth and Azekah in Ephes-Damon. The two armies were gathered arrayed for battle. I mean, they were ready for battle. Saul and the men of Israel were encamped in the valley of Elah, drew up in battle array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side with the valley between them. Now watch now. One was on one mountain that was the armies of the Philistines, and on the other one was the armies of Israel, and they were arrayed for battle. Now something else has taken place here. The Philistines were men of war, and they were dreaded enemies of Israel. Now we have a lot of dreaded enemies today from the pit of hell. And we can't forget that. They're here today. You may not see Goliath out there roaring, but I hear cancer roar every now and then. I hear diabetes roar every now and then. Arthritis and just all these things that we hear roar. Hallelujah. Depression. Hallelujah. You know, sickness, poverty, distress, depression, and trouble. They all roar. This champion of all these Philistines was a man named Goliath. Now, his name is synonymous with Satan. Do you know how tall Goliath was? The Bible said he was 9 feet 9 inches tall, and they estimated he weighed over 500 pounds. We're not talking wimp here, people. We're not. He wore a coat of metal that weighed 125 to 150 pounds. Hallelujah. Glory. But that, you'd have to be a big man to get that going. His spearhead weighed 21 pounds. For 40 days, two times a day, he came out into the valley and said, and it's verse 8, Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servants of Saul? Well, you know what? Something wrong with that right there. Were they servants of Saul? Or were they servants of God? They got to thinking they were servants of Saul. He said, choose a man for yourself and let me come down. Let him come down to me. And if he be able to fight with me and kill me, then we'll be your servants. Do you see what a liar Satan is? But if we prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. See, when David killed him, the Philistines all ran away. I mean, they weren't going to be their servants. They promised, if you kill Goliath, then we'll be your servants. But they didn't do that. And the Philistines said, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Send me a man and we'll do battle. Hallelujah. I love what she said a while ago. But I always tell the devil, I'm telling you what, when this thing's over, one of us will be laying on the floor and it ain't going to be me. Hallelujah. You need to put your foot on his neck. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, see, the stakes are high. The stakes are high here today. This is not a fairy tale, people. The stakes are high in life and death. It's a life and death struggle for the souls of men, for your health, your life maybe, your children. Satan is warring against that. He said, send me a man. God sent him one. His name was Jesus. Hallelujah. And he whooped his tail. Do you see that there are armies arrayed in battle in 2012? Armies with their armor on. And at stake are the souls of humanity. Hallelujah. At stake is your health, your family, your finances. We've got to trust God and put our faith in his grace and what he did for us, that we always win. People, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you something. God said, I win. If everybody else goes broke, I'll have enough to eat. You understand? Hallelujah. I'll have enough to feed me and you. Hallelujah. I have plenty more to put in store. I have abundance and no lack. You know, that's my confession. Glory to God. And there's coming a wealth transfer, and we need to believe for that. Hallelujah. It's not going to come automatic. Glory. We're going to have to finance this end time ministry, and you better learn how to give. And believe with your giving. Don't just plunk it in there. Bless God, when you put that in there, you believe God for increase. Hallelujah. I wrote on my check what I'm believing for. Write it on there. Name your seed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, too many years, we've wimped out and let the forces of Satan push us around and flatten us out. We've even reasoned that it's supposed to be like that. After all, you know, we all got to have a little tribulation. I hate that, but they used to tell us that in a church I went to. Well, you know, we got to tribulate. Well, we got to tribulate. And you got to sin a little every day, so you just might as well sin in the morning and get it over with. Come on, people are dumb. Dumb. It's dumber than dirt. Hallelujah. You know what? There are churches teaching that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. We were taught, you know, you all got to tribulate. Well, I found out that in John 16:33, God said he's already conquered it for me. Hallelujah. He's already conquered it for me. I don't want to tribulate. I don't know what it is, but it don't sound good. So I ain't doing it. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've wimped out. We've reasoned that we're supposed to suffer. Well, you know, God might have put that on you to teach you something. Well, dummy, learn. Learn. Why did it take you 40 years to learn? If he's going to teach you something, learn it. God doesn't use the devil to teach you anything. You'll learn, but God wants you to learn from the Word. He said he sent the Holy Spirit. He'd be your teacher. Oh, isn't that good? Isn't that good? He'd be your teacher. He'd lead and guide you in all truth. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Come on, say glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You believe this stuff, you'll get excited. Hallelujah. You might be coming up here dancing around like me. Hallelujah. People say, oh, you just get too excited. Well, honey, I'm going to get worse. Hang in. If I scare you now, when we get to heaven, I'm like, ooh. I'll be bigger than I can do things, you know. Hallelujah. Not fat, just big spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't have to win a few and lose a few. You know what? We think we got to lose a few battles. Well, and we've let our circumstances just dictate to us what we believe. Most people believe what they believe based on what's happened to them or somebody else. You got to believe what you believe based on the Word of God. Because the Word of God is truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need some people today who know something about the awesome power of God. Some people don't have enough power to blow their nose. Come on. Hallelujah. God has given us power. He has given us authority. And we need to stand up and take it. And don't think you won't get a fight on your hands, but bless God, I win. He may knock me down, he can't knock me out. You know, the Bible says, a righteous man arises. You know, when I fall, I shall arise. Righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. Hallelujah. See, the stakes are this. Winner, take all. And I'm a winner. And I get it all. Hallelujah. Do you hear me say that? Winner, take all. The Bible said that when Goliath roared, the armies of Israel were distressed and greatly afraid. Now, we in the body are so afraid of cancer. You know, people are so afraid of cancer. It's like the big kahuna, you know. Nothing can beat it. Yes, something can. A month ago, or it's been a little over that now, there was a man from our church. His name is Randy Cranky. And he called Pastor Bev and I to come to the hospital. They'd taken him there unable to breathe, and they'd put a trach in and found a big mass in his throat. And they told him it was cancer of his throat and esophagus and voice box and larynx. And they were going to take him to medicine and try to operate on this big mass in his throat. Now, this is a motorcycle guy. You know, he's a big guy, tattoos, yeah, beard. I mean, he looks like a motorcycle guy, laying up there in that bed with a trachea and couldn't talk. And I got down over him, and I said, Randy, can you believe you could be healed just because of the grace of God? Not because of anything you've done or not done. Do you believe that you can get healed just because of what Jesus did? And a tear began to roll, and he shook his head, yes. And Bev and I both felt like that you know, he just received. You know, it was just, you could just feel that he received. And so they took him up to, you know, they put the trach in, and they took him up to Madison. And whenever... Well, the next day they called and said no cancer. There was no cancer. I mean, it was gone. So, but he still had the mass. So they took him to Madison, and we're going to take the mass out. Now, I'm going to have him come and give the testimony himself, but I couldn't wait on him. I had to tell you. Anyway, when they put him on the operating table, somehow they got the tube down in the wrong, and they killed him. He died. But they brought him back to life and then just sent him home because they don't know what to do with him. Sent him home with a mass, trach in his throat. And they told him, said, well, just go to your regular doctor. And I mean, they didn't know what to do. When the doctors don't know what to do, Dr. Jesus does. See, they're practicing. He wrote the manual. He's the manufacturer. He knows exactly what to do. Anyway, he was just really discouraged, and Pastor Bev and I went over to see him again, and we encouraged him to keep his faith out there, and we told him, said, you know, God hadn't brought you this far to let you go now, you know. So anyway, we talked to him, and in 3 weeks, he went back to his regular doctor, and they found no mass. Amen. Hallelujah. No cancer, no mass. And then they took the trach out, and he's back to work now. See, the doctors had him dead and almost buried. But they didn't know about our giant killer, did they? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the Goliath of doubt and unbelief had roared that the armies, you know, he's roared at the armies of God. And the armies of God have shaken in fear. You understand? Just like the Israelites did. They've shaken and hid. Oh, we're so afraid of cancer. I'm going to tell you something. Cancer is no match for Jesus. He said, God is highly exalted. Jesus, give him a name that's above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If it's got a name, it's got a bow. Hallelujah. Didn't want a bow, shouldn't have had a name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the Goliath of doubt and unbelief has roared, and God's army is shaken. We believe the doctor's report and let them pronounce a death sentence on us. Sometimes we not only have to fight the cancer, but we have to fight what the doctors have done to our bodies and the drugs they put in us. Now, I'm not against doctors, but people, you better pray about who you're supposed to go to. I'm not kidding you. You better pray. You don't just run to the doctor and take everything he wants to give you. And when they tell you something, don't take that into yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can give up and your body will shut down. It'll start to shut down if you receive that. I mean, maybe you have to say it under your breath, but I don't receive that. I don't receive that. I put the blood between me and that. I will not receive that. I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. When they told me I had a mass in my breast, I told them I'm the righteousness of God in Christ, and masses can't live on me. Amen. Hallelujah. And it couldn't.
Right.
It couldn't. The next x-ray was not there. Hallelujah. Come on, know who you are. We sing that. Know who I am. Well, most of the church don't know who they are. Hallelujah. We're not some scary cats hiding in a hole someplace. We're the body of Christ. We are the church of the living God, and we have power, and we have authority, and bless God, we can walk in that, and we can see miracles. Hallelujah. Praise God. My mother took her to the hospital. She had fallen. Her blood pressure was 97 over 63. How many of you know that's pretty low? They put her on high blood pressure medicine. And then she just slept and slept. Quick as I got her home, I got her off. Hallelujah. She's 97 almost. Bless God. She don't need all that medicine. She takes something for her eyes. She had glaucoma years ago, and she hadn't had any symptoms for a long time. But I'm telling you, that's all the medicine she takes. I'm not kidding. She's 96, will be 97 3 days after Christmas. And she takes no medicine except that. I give her vitamins, give her a lot of water. You know, and she's doing well. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You understand? Hallelujah. Now, when she gets ready to go home, she's going to just lay down and go home. Why should we have to get sick to die? Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. Why can't I just lay down and let God take my breath? And that's the way one day I'll go home and she'll just be asleep and she'll have moved. Hallelujah. You know what? Bless God. Bless God. I don't believe she's going to suffer and have to lay in a nursing home for years.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When she had a little problem back about a year ago, my daughter said to me, Mom, not like this. She said, if God's ready for her, then he can take her, but not like this. So we just stood and blessed God, turned it around. You know what? God gave us armor, and 3/4 of the church can't find the sword. And when they find it, you know, it's so dull, they don't know how to use it. Hallelujah. Bless God. Are you understanding me? Find the scripture that says what you need. Get the word on it, and then stand like the word was true. Hallelujah. Ooh. I believe God's going to heal me. Then what are you bawling for? Come on. Now, I don't mean to be unkind, but really, people start to, I mean, they just start to tune up when they start to tell you, you know. You know, they said, I got this. Now, I don't mean to make fun, but listen, I want to make a point. You know, they said, I got this, but I'm believing God for healing. No, you're not. Come on, people, let's get real. Come on. We need to stand and believe, bless God, and take that word like it was true. And don't think I don't have compassion. I do. I'll come and cry with you and pray with you if it do you any good. But bless God, my crying for you won't do any good. But my standing on the word, bless God, it will. Hallelujah. I've had people say to me, they don't like me, but I need your faith. Would you just forgive me and let me use your faith? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. I've seen people come, wouldn't be caught in a room dead with me, but here they come, you know, they got something wrong. And you know what? Bless God. God has given me a love for people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. See, the Goliath of lack roars and God's army doesn't even have a battle plan. You know, the Goliath of depression roars and God's army has their girdle of truth laying over in the corner someplace. The screws in their helmet have rusted and handles falling off their shield. You know, come on, people. Are you getting this picture? See, we're supposed to be winners. And we're as sick as the world. We are. You know what? If James would write that today, you know, he said, is there any sick among you? He'd have to say, is there anybody in here that's not sick? Don't have something wrong with them. Yeah, me too. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's just gotten to that point where people just, and my doctor, my pills, my medicine, people, what you think on. I go to the hospital to pray for people, and I'm going to tell you something. They couldn't tell me one healing scripture, but they can tell me all these long medical names and what, and all these pills and what they do and side effects and all that. Well, bless God, put your time into learning what the word says. You still love me?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty good. But you know what? We're supposed to be winners, and we're as sick as the world, depressed as the world, broke as the world. Hallelujah. And you know what? People expect that. They just expect that. I've had people tell me that holy, you know, well, you know what? When you're broke, you're holy. I know some broke people never seen a holy day in their life. They don't know what holy is. Praise God. It's not a hole in the knee of your britches, you know? And that's in style now. But you don't know what britches are, do you? Praise God. It's in style to have holes in your pants now, as it didn't used to be. But I had a lady tell me one time, she had on a pair of white pants, like summer white polyester britches. And underneath, she had a big hole in her underwear. And you could see it, but she told me that made her holy. I thought, oh, I don't think I want to be holy. Thank you. Some of that stuff don't make sense to a new Christian, much less, you know, you think you're impressing the old saints by how well you suffer, you know. Well, bless God, you're not impressing anybody. You can impress the world by how well you get healed, how well you walk in the Spirit, how you come in and take over. People, we're not here to compromise. We're here to take over.
Yes.
We got the answer.
Yes.
And we don't act like we got the answer. Hallelujah. We've got the answer. We need to stand our ground. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Depressed as the world. Broke as the world. Sick as the world. Hallelujah. Having as many problems as the world and sometimes more. You say, well, don't you ever have any problems? Yes, but I got the problem solver. And he walks with me. And it ain't long till he gets me out. Hallelujah. I know ain't is not a good word, but when I get all, you know, anointed, I say some of these words that come out of the South. Hallelujah. If you're, you know, this stuff isn't going to fall on you, honey. You're going to have to go after the Goliath in your life. You're going to have to take back what the enemy's stolen. Saying, you know, go back, you know, take back what the devil, yeah, I went to the enemy's camp and took back what he stole from me. How many's been to the enemy's camp and took some stuff back? We have, hallelujah. Bless God, hallelujah. So it's not going to fall on you. You're going to have to go after the Goliath in your life. You're going to have to take back what the enemy has stolen. Stand your ground, dispossess the enemy, and possess your victory. Hallelujah. And it won't, you know, you may just, oh, you go home just feeling like you could whip the devil with a wooden stick. But you know what? When it comes down in the middle of the night and there's pain and there's stuff, you better know how to stand on this. You better know how not to back down. You need to, before you get sick, get that word down in you. I mean, get it so strong in you that when you bump, the word of God comes out. And when something comes, the devil says, I'm going to kill you. You say, no, you're not. I'll live and not die. Well, I'm going to give you this or that. No, you won't. No, you won't. That stuff can't live on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I'm full of the power of God. And the cancer can't live where the power of God's strong. You say, well, maybe somebody here has cancer, and they say, I'm full of the power. Well, I'm telling you what, that's my confession. You understand? That's my confession. Somebody said to me once, we were in a restaurant, and it was kind of a fancy restaurant, and she said, what are you going to do when you get cancer? I said, cancer can't live on me. I'll never get cancer. She threw her hands up and she said, oh, she don't mean it. She don't mean it. I said, who are you talking to? The devil. I said, that's just the bird I want to hear. That's why I'm saying it. You know? Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Stand your ground. Instead, we run and hide like the Israelites did. Goliath is roaring and we're running into caves and crying, why me? When we should be rising up in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost and take back what God's already given us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Bless God, old Goliath is lying and blaspheming God. And God's people are agreeing that he's right. Now, you know what? A lot of God's people are. Cancer's not right. Cancer's not the winner here. Cancer is fighting against God and his people. Right. Hallelujah. He's trying to cut your life short. Hallelujah. You need to stand up and say no. Hallelujah. No. Comes to the door. Knocks. You know, you open the door and there's the flu. Well, come on in, honey. And you put pajamas on it and feed it chicken soup and Tylenol for about 2 or 3 weeks and put it to bed and just baby it. Come on. Why not say, no, you ain't welcome here. Get out. Jesus' name. Body, you don't rule here. Spirit, you rule. My body say, I'm sick. Say, no, you're not. You're crazy, woman. Put me to bed. Say, no, you're not sick. You're healed in Jesus' name. Maybe your body don't talk back to you. Some people say, or the devil will say, and cancer will tell you, God don't heal anymore. Or he may heal a few, but you're not one of them. You know, look what's already happened to you. Do you really believe God loves you? Then we say, yeah, I guess healing did pass away. Either that or God has pets and he don't want to heal me. Now, don't tell me none of you ever thought that God had pets. I thought it. Lord, you must have pets. He don't have any pets. Now I think of his favorite kid. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Cancer roars. God has forsaken you and there's no hope. God's people have a pity party. And they shed so many tears, they rust their breastplate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we're not put here to be a cute little window dressing. God gave us some weapons for battle. And it's a battle that's already been won. We just have to enforce the victory. I love when Pastor Bev teaches on that. She teaches on authority better than anybody I've ever seen. And when she teaches that, I think, wow, yes, hallelujah. I'm worse than you guys. I holler. Yeah, hallelujah, yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. People, this is war, and it's very real. And we're engaged in a real battle over this planet and the control and the liberation and emancipation of the bound human lives. Too many Christians have gotten lazy and lethargic and apathetic. We have quit standing. This is not a TV game. If we lose, we don't get a consolation prize. You understand? This is winner take all. We're in this for our lives and the lives of those we love. This is not religion. You know, we're talking about an hour when there's a 21st century giant roaring through the nation and attacking our youth on a scale unprecedented in history. You understand that? where the TV doctors tell us more and more that of us are going to have diabetes and high blood pressure and cancer and high cholesterol. You know, I'm a very young woman, but when people my age, I already told you how long I've been saved. So anyway, when people my age meet me, they'll say, who's your doctor? Well, Dr. Jesus was the last one I went to. Well, what medication are you on? Psalms 91, Psalms 103, hallelujah, 1 Peter 2:24, hallelujah.
Yes.
You mean you're not on high cholesterol medicine? You don't take any high blood pressure medicine? No, I don't. Hallelujah. Do you know every other commercial on TV tells you about a drug that you should call your doctor and see if it's right for you? It may kill you. You know, is it Chantix? I think it's Chantix. It says, if you want to quit smoking, get some Chantix. Now, it may make you depressed, and you may have thoughts of suicide. You may die, kill yourself, but you won't smoke anymore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that true? Hallelujah. I remember my grandson asked me, said, Grandma, who in the world would take that after they tell you what it does to you? I said, honey, about half the church, you know? Hallelujah. They make it sound like they have the answer to everything, and it's a pill of some sort. But what are you going to do when their pills don't work anymore? We're a generation that thinks we should experience no pain, no distress, no discomfort. Now, I believe we win, and I believe we win every time. But we will experience some discomfort along the way. And you know what? You better start dealing with it when it's small and quit running to the medicine cabinet and deal with that thing when it's small. Hallelujah. Quit running to, instead of running to the phone to tell some friend, run to Jesus and find out what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Bless God. See, we're going to experience some things. You need to get used to it. Don't go believing for it. Okay? Hallelujah, it'll come. You don't have to believe for it. But bless God when it comes. Just, I told you, John 16:33, and the Amplified says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, and undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of its power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Does that sound like a winner to you? Hallelujah! Amen. Glory to God. See, there's a real war going on, folks, but most of the church don't even know their enemy. You need to know your enemy. The giant said, send me a man. The stakes are winner take all. The stakes are still the same. The devil and his forces are going around. And you know what? They're not going to voluntarily give up their bound victims. You understand that? He'll not let up on the symptoms just because you prayed or cried. You know, you cry. Think the devil's going to have any pity on you? He's not. Glory to God. The enemy doesn't have pity on you, and he'll push you to the limit. Get this straight. He is conspiring 24 hours a day to destroy your life. He is. And if he can't get your soul, he'll try to blot out your life so you won't be a bother to him anymore. But get up and fight. Fight. Put your armor on. Be ready to fight. Come out of that cave, you coward. Come on. Hallelujah. Bless God. Now, coming down the road here in the book of Samuel is a young, unlikely fellow who plays a harp. He's not exactly who you think God would use, is he? He's a pretty good sheep herder, but he's young, maybe 17. His father sends him out to check on his brothers who are on the front line. David takes food to them, and the giant begins to roar. All his brothers fled and hide, but not this kid. This kid who's hardly dry beyond the ears, can't even grow a beard probably yet, but he knows enough to say, why don't somebody go down there and shut him up? Hallelujah. Praise God. His brothers tell him to be quiet. They try to make him look like he knows nothing. Ever had that happen to you? You try and tell somebody you don't have to put up with sickness, and they tell you how little you know about it. You know, you have your head in the sand, and you aren't really facing reality, you know. Well, bless God, I am. Honey, this is reality. Hallelujah. See, I've even had good born-again, tongue-talking Christians tell me that I'm denying reality. This is how it is. Sometimes they'll ask me, how are you? And I'll say, I'm healed. They say, I mean, how are you really? How are you really? I mean, not faith. I mean, really. Glory. Honey, this is really. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus, and he's perfecting that which concerns me. The brothers slur him and try to turn him away and send him away. They give him a hard time. This 17-year-old boy says, I'll fight. Is there not a cause? I love that. I love that. Whew. Is there not a cause? Sometimes I ask people, is there not a healer in the house? Hallelujah. Is there not some balm in Gilead? Whoo! Glory. Verse 26, I think it is. Oh, that thing turned all the way around. Come on now, don't give me a hard time here. Verse 26, and David said to the man standing by him, what shall be done to the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? In the King James, he asks, is there not a cause? Do you know why I'm telling you this today? I believe in the cause of Jesus Christ. And not just getting to heaven when you die, but living in victory while you're here and promoting the kingdom of God on this earth. Setting people free and laying hands on people and seeing them get healed. Hallelujah. See, I believe in a cause. And that causes that God's people will grow up and take what's been bought and paid for. Your healing has been bought and paid for. Amen. See, I spent most of my Christian walk having to fend off the attacks of other Christians who didn't want me to tell the church that they've already been healed. That Jesus did the work and all they have to do is receive it. You don't have to die young. People don't like it when you tell them that. You know, we don't live where God intended us to in the blessing of Abraham. They weren't under the law. They were under the blessing. And Sarah was 65 years old when her husband Abraham, this father of faith, told a lie to a heathen king because she was so beautiful. He was afraid they was going to kill her to get kill him to get her. You know? This father of faith. And then again over in Genesis, another heathen king wanted to take her into his harem and did. He took her, and then God visited him the night and told him he's as good as a dead man. If you don't give her back, he said, God's going to kill this king who did nothing and give her back to this lying husband who and have him pray for her. I thought, Lord, you got it all backwards here. You know, this king, he had a good heart, and this lying prophet here, he told him a lie. But you know what? Abraham was living under the blessing. Are we under the blessing? We're not to lie, but my blessing don't depend on my conduct. It depends on what he did and his righteousness. We've been left in the middle of a war zone and been given all we ever need to win. We're within the enemy lines. We have air power at our disposal. We have ground troops in sufficient numbers. We have sufficient armor, and our backup is astronomical. I love it. Hallelujah. Our mission is to defeat the devil. Did you hear me? Defeat the devil. Put him out of commission. Punch his lights out. Yeah. Hallelujah. Most people are shaking, scared of the devil. He's had his teeth pulled. It says in the end times, people are going to look at him and say, is this the worm that did weaken the nations? He's got a fire of iniquity burning him. He's been burning for 2,000 years. He ain't in real good shape. Hallelujah. Come on. If you had a fire burning in your head, you wouldn't be in real good shape either. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? We're supposed to defeat the devil. That's what we're here for. God, help us to rise and go after the giants in the land. The giants in our land. Do you understand? The other night we were praying for our nation, and I could see like a person. And in the belly of this, it was like our nation, but it was like a person. And in the belly was all this sickness and decay, and we need to go after that's right in the heart of our nation, in the heart of our government. We need to begin to pull that out. We as Christians can take our nation back, but most Christians don't even pray about it. We need to do some fasting and praying and begin to go after that stuff. Hallelujah. We set on our blessed assurance and let everything be taken away from us. Get up. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Goliath represents the best that Satan has. He's a champion of champions, the best of the best. But David represents God's least. See, God can take the least he has and beat the pants off the best Satan has. Awesome. Hallelujah. David was a kid whose dad rejected him. Didn't even call him when the prophet asked for him. You know, he asked for his sons and he wouldn't even go get him. God takes the most inexperienced, the least qualified, the smallest, and they're all greater than Satan's best. Ah, glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. If you're the newest Christian, hallelujah, you're better than what the best Satan has. You can whip him. Hallelujah. Bless God. At 32, David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail him because of the Philistine. Your servant will go out and fight him." Just look at this. All Jesse's best, all these stout, good-looking sons, they're all shaken with fear. You may not have been saved very long. You may not know many books of the Bible. You may not have memorized much scripture like some other Christians have. You haven't been to Bible school. Well, honey, don't be intimidated. The youngest believer, the newest convert, is just as righteous as the oldest saint. Hallelujah. You have all you need to fight the giant. It's easier to fight if you know that you're going to win. No matter how big the enemy is, I'm going to win. Hallelujah. You say, what if you die? Well, what if I do? I'll just go check out my mansion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, I win. Hallelujah. You have all you need to fight the giant. Glory to God. And thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. This little 17-year-old red-headed kid, he said, don't be afraid, I'll go. Said he was ruddy. That means he's red-headed if you look it up. And Saul said to David, you're not able to go fight this Philistine. You're only an adolescent. He's been a warrior from his youth. Some dear old saint who won't believe for healing will try to talk you out of it. Hallelujah. Your servant killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. That cancer has defied the body of Christ. That sickness has defied the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said, go, and the Lord be with you. Hallelujah, big old coward. Hallelujah. Now, am I talking to the right people here tonight? Am I? Hallelujah. Is there an ungodly Philistine in your life? Is there sickness or disease or lack or depression or trouble? The God that is in your life is greater than the one that's in the trouble, the sickness, the disease, the lack. He is greater than not just Satan, but all the combined forces of hell. God in you is greater than all the forces of the world. You understand? Hallelujah. I tell you, honey, it may not look like you're winning, but just let them hide and watch because you're winning. The trouble, the sickness is just an uncircumcised Philistine, and he's dog meat for God. Hallelujah. Let the thing roar. Come on out here, sickness. I'll show you what my God has done. Cancer will roar. You're no match for me. Glory to God. Show him that you're a David. Show him you're a winner. That same God who delivered David will deliver you. You tell him, I may not be a match for you, but the God in me is. Hallelujah. I remember we were at South Church and some lady come and we were doing deliverance. And you remember that? She said to me, you're no match for me. I said, you're right, I'm not, but the God in me, you're no match for him. Hallelujah. That thing just, I know it. Remember, it started to whine. I mean, here it told me, you're no match for me. And when I said that, it said, I know it. I thought, See, you got to learn to call the devil's bluff. Hallelujah. Now, listen to me. You can't be living over in his territory and living in open sin and doing things and expect that power to work. It's not that God wouldn't back you up. It's just that condemnation will come in and you won't have the faith to believe for that. Hallelujah. That's good. That's right. Glory. See, when Satan sees you coming with nothing but a scripture, he'll laugh for a while. Is this the best the church has? Is this all you have? And he'll hit you with the symptoms, a little pain, then a little more. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you should come out with me to me with a stick? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. Bad idea. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the ranks of Israel, whom you have defied. This day, oh glory, come on. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hands, and I'll smite you and cut your head off. You tell that cancer, tell that lack. This day, hallelujah, I'll give your corpses to the armies of the Philistine. This day, to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. And all the earth may know that there's a God in Israel. There's a God in this church. There's a God in Evelyn Gibson. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, we come at the enemy with the name of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit, the blood of Christ, the big one, the one who said, let there be light. The same God who spoke the world into existence can take care of that uncircumcised cancer or disease or lack or trouble. Hallelujah. And do you know what? I heard that when David cut Goliath's head off, he took it back to Jerusalem. He took it back, and they say that he buried it on Golgotha. He said, the bottom of his foot, Jesus' foot, would bruise the head of the devil. There lay Goliath, and here they put the cross right on top of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if you got a fuss with that, go ask Perry Stone. I heard him tell that, and I thought it was really, really good. He looked it up. I didn't. Hallelujah. Isn't that neat? Yeah. Glory to God. Golgotha, Goliath, you know, that's where he put it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we come at the enemy in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The giant of cancer is looming in the land. The God of cerebral palsy, the God of autism, multiple sclerosis, you name it. But God has highly exalted Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, cancer and MS and all these letters, you know, they got all these initials. Hallelujah. And at the name of Jesus, cancer must bow its knee. AIDS must bow its knee. Heart trouble must bow its knee. Addictions must bow its knee. We saw it, Lady Bev and I prayed for that. And some of you may remember when we were at First Assembly with the healing school, and this girl come with MS, and she would have such attacks that they'd have to carry her to the car. I mean, she'd come, and her body would just contort. And you know what? I told them, I said, you carry her in, we'll carry her out, but you get her here. And she's totally healed today. Totally healed today. Hallelujah. One night a young man came about 4 o'clock in the morning, and he had cerebral palsy so bad that he was dirty. He had food all over him. He couldn't talk. You know, he did that. I'm not making fun. I'm just telling you how bad he was. He just, and do you know what? He went away from there walking. Hallelujah. He's walking today, and he's talking normally. Whole glory. I'm talking about a God who can do everything that we can ask him for. If it's in the Word of God, you can have it if you'll ask for it and stand for it. Hallelujah. Don't be a wimp. Don't wimp out, okay? Just because you don't see it right quick, just keep hanging in there. Honey, I've been in some things for 45 years, but bless God, I'm closer than I was before. Yes. You understand? Where would I have been if I hadn't been pushing on? Hallelujah. What are you going to be doing anyway? You might as well be standing, believing God. Hallelujah. You get anything out of this? Yes. Boy, I'm liking it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, we don't have to be afraid of all these things. My kids went to Africa. My daughter and son and my granddaughter, they all went to Africa about 2 months ago. You know, they have malaria over there, and they have all kinds of things. And they have things there's no cure for. There's no cure for some of that stuff. But do you know what? Do we have to be afraid? No. You know, Pat's husband and son are over there now. Do they have to be afraid? No, they don't. You know what? We take the 91st Psalm. We stand on that. No evil shall befall you. Glory to God. See, you take your pills. Yeah, they give them pills for malaria, and they took them. You're not going to be dumb and go over there and say, well, I'm just going to believe God. Well, God gave these pills for malaria. We know they'll help you. Now, some of this stuff that they give you that changes your mind and causes your mind to be all messed up and get your, you know, I mean, it'll change your whole personality. You want to be careful taking that stuff. But when you've got something that can help you, you take the pills, you pray, and you go, and they come back just fine. Hallelujah. Praise God. The giant started toward David, and David ran toward God. Hallelujah. He ran right toward old Goliath, too. Don't run from your distresses. Run toward them with the rock of God's word. There's no armor for your backside. Run toward the thing. One little slingshot in the hand of one little believer is way enough. Hallelujah. Do you hear me that, kids? You hear me? You may be new, but honey, you got that slingshot. It's called the Word of God. Just take that thing and cram it right down the devil's throat. Okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. One little scripture in the mouth of one little believer is enough, not just to knock the devil down, but to take him out, to finish him off, finish that cancer off, finish that tumor off, finish that mass off. Remember, put that word in your mouth. What did he say he would do? 46, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I'll smite you and cut your head off. I will give the corpses of the armies of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. I know I read that before, but I wanted you to hear it. What are you saying to the devil? Oh, I wish you'd quit giving me such a hard time. I wish you'd leave me alone. You know, why don't you tell him what you're going to do and go do it? Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to kill you. No, no, you're not. If you could have killed me, you'd have killed me a long time ago. You know, you'd kill me before I started teaching people how to get healed and how to get saved and laid my hands on all these people. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know what? What are you saying to the devil? You know, you need to say, devil, I'll pray and quote the word till I manifest my healing. Devil, I'll take the word of God and get somebody else healed. Devil, I'll stick the word of God right down the middle of your gut. Hallelujah. Come on. I don't talk nice to the devil. Hit him with the word of God. If I could kick him, I would, but I can't. But I can hit him with this word. Hallelujah. It's the same God that indwells me that lived in David. And I have a new and better covenant than he had. This will work on habits, work on sickness, disease, poverty, lack, depression, trouble, anger, bad attitudes. It will. I tell you, we're going through something right now. And my husband asked me yesterday, he said, maybe it's today, I can't remember. He said, Are you okay? Is it okay? And I said, it's fine. He said, really? I said, yes, it's fine. I said, you know what? This is something I have to do, and I'll do it, and I might as well do it with a good attitude. I bet he's tickled. I said to him, you better be thankful I've changed, because there was a time when there had been no good attitude. But, you know, it makes his life easier. But then I told him, I said, now don't go telling me that you can't help things. When something comes, I can't help it. Don't tell me that you can't help it. If I can take what was in me and turn it around and let God use it and be okay with things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Recognize your enemy. You know, this will work on everything I told you. Just recognize your enemy. See it as a giant and knock it out with the rock of the Spirit. God has given us victory. Not will give us victory, not going to give it. Thanks be unto God who has given me. He's already given it to me, the victory. Hallelujah. Take the word and cut the head off that thing that's troubling you, addiction, disease, depression. Hold it up for the forces of hell to see, and they'll run, and God will give you victory. You have to, you know, you have to believe that you can beat this and that God will give you the same victory that David got. You know, not everybody's dying with cancer or having something like that, but I'm going to tell you something, every single one. Is there anybody here that don't have one thing troubling them? Not a thing that you're believing for. Nothing that you need to move out of your life. If there's somebody here like that, we'll just touch you and put you up, either that or cast that line down. Because every single one, you may not be going through something right now, but honey, you will, you know, and almost everybody. I like what Pastor Lyons says. He always says, if you got a miracle in motion, I got a miracle in motion. Yes. Hallelujah. And there are times when I'm not just believing for one thing, but I got my faith out there for several things. Hallelujah. But you got to believe that you can beat this and God will give you victory. Hallelujah. Because we are winners and God's name and his power and that blood and the word, it's above anything the devil has. And we can beat it. Hallelujah. But if you get your eyes on somebody you know that died, good old saint, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, my dad was a good Christian, the finest Christian that ever was. And he served God all the days of his life. And people were praying for him all over this world. And if God was ever going to heal anybody, he'd have been him. So I don't believe in healing. Well, honey, if you want to base what you believe on what's happened to anybody else, then you go ahead, you're going to lose. But if you'll base what you believe on the Word of God and stand on that, And if you think I'm a little rough, you know, bless God, it's time we get rough. You know, we need to embarrass the devil. We need to get rough with him. I'm not rough with people, but I'm rough with the enemies of God. Hallelujah. Bless God, and so she. I've watched her do deliverance. She scares the devil. Hallelujah. She's kind with people, but you know what? We're not nice to the devil. We are not. Don't call him Mr. You know, people say, Mr. Devil, would you please? You don't say please to the devil. You tell him what he's going to do. You're going to get your carcass and get out. In Jesus' name, I put up a no trespassing sign, and you get out now. Eviction notice, out now. Hallelujah, and stand on that. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand? Praise God. Praise God. I'd ask if I got a few of the team, if they would come, and we'll be up here if you need prayer. Hallelujah. Some of our team aren't here tonight because there was just things that they couldn't come. But Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, we come against all that junk. Everything that the enemy would come up against us with, God, we stand. And we make a fresh commitment to you tonight, God. Now do this, people. Make a fresh commitment to the Lord tonight that I will stand on the word. If the word says it, I won't back down. I won't back off. I'll stand on what the word of God says. People, begin to make that commitment with God. I'll believe your word. If I find it in the word, I'll do what the word says. And Father, if you'll help me, I'll walk what the word says. And I thank you for healing. I thank you that healing is mine. And so tonight we lay hold on that healing. It's not in his giving. He gave it. He freely gave it. He went to the cross and put the stripes on his back so that you could be healed. So it's yours. Now reach and get it. Hallelujah. Just reach and get it. Father, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you. Hallelujah. You got anything? Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just ask now, God, that you bless these. Bless these, your people, God. Lord, help them to retain what they got from the Spirit tonight. I plug those holes so they don't leak that out. God, that you'll help them get hold of this. Get hold of this message of grace and the message of healing. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for that. I put the blood on every single one of them. And I ask, God, that you bless their families and bless their homes, bless their businesses, bless their marriages, God. Father God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, God, I call them wealthy. I call them wealthy, God. And we say we'll never be broke another day in our life. We'll never be sick another day in our life. We'll never be depressed another day in our life because we stand on your word. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name.